Oh, guys, I got to just tell you off the bat, the call outs are getting a little bit out of control, and I'm just letting you know that HR is they're keeping track. You know what I'm saying? So that can't wait till it's my turn. So that's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do it like maybe 10 minutes before showtime to put you on
Listen, the boss don't show up for work. None of us do. So that's it. You open the door, that's it. Like, we're here. If you're not here, we're not here. It's like, all right, free day off. Yay.
All right, guys.
2 hours of collect and connect. So happen.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
That's it. That's it. Why not? All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the newest podcast coming at you here every single week on the
Realm.
of Collectors YouTube channel. Welcome to episode 12 of Breaking the Mold. If audio is your preferred platform, we got you covered. We're on iTunes and Google Play. Please remember to subscribe, leave a 5-star review. Really helps the show out. If you're watching us on YouTube, Jordan, tell them what they should do to that like button.
Kielbasa slam that like button. You got to
Sit.
do it. Come on, it's for us, for the people.
For the people.
That's all you got to do. Kielbasa slam it and subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. Hop into the live chat below. Say what's up to the rest of the ROC fam. Everybody is going to get a shout out towards the end of the podcast. All right, I'm Harrikin BX. Let's say what's up to the rest of the crew. First up, Energon Addict. How are you, Pop?
Yo, I'm happy to be here. It's Tuesday. I miss my boys. And you listen, for you listeners out there, I got in this hangout like a few minutes ago. They were all like, "Oh, who the fuck are you? Who's this guy? We don't know you." You know, I'm like, "Yeah, man, I missed one show. You guys gonna treat me like shit?" They're like, "Yeah, fuck you traitor." I'm like, "All right, fuck
Hey
it."
man, you missed the reception I got when I came back from the dead. Come on. I was like
Oh.
Lazarus up in this motherfucker, and everybody's like, "Oh, it's Jordan's
Perfect
alive."
attendance, man. Perfect attendance.
Oh, you're the oh, so Dom's the Cal Ripken of
300 games. 300
Oh,
games.
wait. Aren't you going on vacation in July though?
I'm still going. I'm gonna chime in. I'm chiming in.
Oh,
I'm in
bullshit.
Alaska.
Listen,
I'm gonna be in
she
Alaska.
barely gives you a second to get on fucking Tuesdays in the States. When you're away, you think she's gonna let you get on?
Dave, I only have a second. That's all she
Fat
gives me.
chance,
bud. Be like Deadliest Catch with Dom, and he's like catching crabs and shit.
King Crab, King Crab.
Well, I didn't throw you none of that shade, Dave. I did miss you, man. So how you doing?
He's
Everything good?
fucking
I'm
lying,
good. I'm
dude.
good.
He's lying.
All right. Did you get any new pickups you want to shout out real quick, or are you good?
Oh shit! You got that much time? Wait, JD's not here, so let me see. Hold on. No, actually, yeah, I've been going a little off the chain lately, so to speak. So I
Are you
got
not?
a few Hot Toys Star Wars items in.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
A few.
A few.
Yeah. Well,
Like a
Can I
baker's
guess?
dozen or?
Can I guess?
can you guess?
Yeah, can I guess?
Well, actually, when I say a few, it's actually one box, but it has two items in it.
Are you starting a checklist like you did for Fig Warts?
Well, I did buy Stormtroopers, if that's what you're asking.
Oh.
It's a two pack,
He's
so
troop building.
got
He's troop
those.
building.
Yeah, you got to do your Days of Future Past checklist again.
What? Oh, you mean
You
the
have like all
pre-war
the
one?
fucking bases, and you start putting X's through the ones you have.
Dude, it's worse now. It's worse.
How's it worse?
It's way worse. I got because I have all those, and I have more on top of that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So,
Wow.
aside from that, I got another Hot Toys figure. I know if we've spoken off the air. I've said that I'm a big Predator fan, so I did get a Hot Toys Predator.
Oh,
you're a big Predator fan?
Oh, I love that shit, man. Like the original movie and then the one with Danny Glover, the second one, Predator 2. I love them. Even the revamp Predators movie, I liked. I just didn't really it wasn't I didn't care for Requiem or Alien
Yeah.
versus Predator much. I
You
mean, I watched them, but
just like that Jamaican voodoo posse story
Tell you
arc,
what.
I think.
Oh, you like that part too, right?
Hey,
You know
look,
you
dude,
like that part.
I'm a big fan of the Alien vs. Predator games and like like the original ones that Rebellion made. And Monolith made the second one. Dude, those PC games, if you ever get the chance, check those out. They're amazing.
Damn.
I had one for Genesis, and that shit was hard as
Well, I
fuck.
mean,
Man. Just turn
Genesis
that
is
shit
one thing,
off.
but
But
like we're talking about like early
no,
2000s.
I know what you're saying, but yeah. I'm saying that that's the first and only one I bought, and it was whack and hard, and I fucking never played another one.
Then if you got an emulator, get the arcade game Capcom made. It's like Final Fight, but you play as like the humans and the predators team up to beat the shit out of aliens.
And kind of sounds like the new movie they're making now.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But I think at one point in the game you actually get in a power loader and you start fighting like aliens.
Oh, nice. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Aside from that, Jose, a few SH Figuarts. I made one really crazy buy, I should say. Mm-hmm. Not with Figuarts. Yes, Figuarts, but not Star Wars.
Oh,
so they came out. Nah. Something that if anybody's listening, you need it and you want it for cheap. And just the figure alone, you got it. I think I hit up Jordan and I was like, do you need Star-Lord for Figuarts? And he was like, oh man, I got it. I was like, all right. Because I want it, but I only want it for the effects that it comes with. So I bought it just for the effects, essentially. I got it at a steal. So I got the effects I want. And now I got this guy just chilling here. So
nice.
Are those like the pink little...
Correct. The
cotton
almost Energon-esque.
They're purple, though.
Colored.
So they're purple?
Colored blast effects? Yeah, hold
pink,
on.
Pink, purple.
Yeah, the way those things pick up light is pretty insane.
Yeah, these things. So, I did that. So, anybody listening, you need a SH Figuart.
Hey, Dave, maybe me. I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. All right. You want it, Ryan.
No, well, I got the Marvel Legends one from the 2-pack with Kurt Russell, I like it.
Did you see my comparison of the faces, man?
No,
I'm gonna ruin that figure for you forever.
I don't know. I think it looks good,
Brian.
Brian, if you don't want it, I could see this thing being like somebody customizing it, like maybe into a Poe from Star Wars, or maybe a Luke, because he has that leather jacket and he has the pants on already, basically.
Dave, you are really trying to sell that thing.
Hey!
Did you say a Luke or who?
Luke, like Luke in the comics. Like, Luke in the comics has a jacket that. And
mean, like, the tan jacket that he had.
Right. You could just repaint the shit. Paint the t-shirt that he's wearing a different color and pop a head on there. You're done.
Yeah, paint it, change the head, swap out the arms.
What do you think would be on Luke's...
Sounds like a lot of work.
I know.
Yeah. You got an extra farm boy Figuarts Luke I can swap heads with? He does look kind of plain on the shelf. Maybe I'll just swap that head and throw it on there.
Brian, you don't want the purple little poofy balls?
No.
You sure? Because Dave just loves those purple poofy balls.
Oh, does he now?
I mean, you can hold the purple and poofy part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing, bro. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, G Money, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good evening to everybody.
G Money. G Money.
Let's see. Everything's good. I got a. I don't think I had it last season. I call him the fancy blue pants, but Chuck has a better. Chuck is describing my color choices as like the player two. Color choices of figures. So I got the Storm Collectibles Zangief.
You know how he knows blue. About player two colors?
How so?
Because no one invited him to be player one.
I liked his description. It was it's much better than being called eccentric, Dave. So yeah, he's cool. He's good. But everything else is going well. Pretty low key, pretty calm week so far. So
I'm an artist. I'm an artist.
He'll never let me live that down.
It's okay. Hey, you're the guy who bought a figure strictly for the purple ball.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking
fruit. Oh,
wow. It's 2018. Come on, man.
Right, I have no problem with it.
I'm calling my lawyer. I'm calling my lawyer.
Was that why you met like Robert on Saturday?
Is it Robert Diaz?
Listen,
I want to say, Jose, we've got basically two more check-ins to go for the wellness and weight loss challenge. So we got to check in this Sunday, and then that last one will be on the 1st, which is actually Easter. So, Yep. So we've got two more to go. Plenty of time to keep making the progress. It's been very cool. Again, I've got some with Dave, kind of a different Dave, not Energon. A few other people interested in doing the next challenge and getting some advice. So we'll get that rolled out. You know, probably take April a little 2nd. Bit of a break and,
April 2nd.
And do another one. April 2nd. Brian wants April. I'll do a special one for Brian for April 2nd.
Dude.
We'll make him.
So I'll win $20. Is that what you said? What
exactly.
He'll be giving you back your own 20. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Home stretch. I'm working hard. I'm trying to hit my goal. I don't know if I'm going to hit that 190 goal, but it's possible. You know, we'll see. We still got some time left.
You might not hit it in the time, but you'll hit it.
I'll hit it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
And that's the thing too, is I've been, you know, been seeing a lot of people in their meal prep. I've been seeing a lot of motivation. It's been good. I've been trying to check into the gym, so I want to see anybody that's participating. Share your check-ins. You know, let's see it happen.
So I'm just going to say this. I think like any competition, when it comes close to the end, so you know, Jason and Joe, Jose, right? Even Jasenia, It got a little bit quieter here at the end because I think they know that it's time to just kind of buckle down and,
mm-hmm.
and focus and finish it. And it's not about
No, it's time to buckle down and not win, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think they're all trying to stay kind of quiet with each other and see how things progress. So
I mean, that's
but no, it's been good. We did it for a long time, you know. I'm sorry to cut you off, Brian. It seems like starting December 1st was quite a while ago at this point. But
that was
by design and by intention, just to build some of those positive habits, kind of for the long term duration. So,
yeah.
Dude, we only got 2 weeks left.
Yes.
I better start.
Yeah, you should start.
Damn, I missed Mufasa.
Yeah,
go to the store and buy all your all the laxatives. Yeah, don't relax out, man.
My wife didn't say I'm Dom, full of shit.
Yeah, in this competition, Dom was me last year, and I was Dom. You know what I'm saying? This year,
we
you know
switched roles. We switched roles. Jose.
Why you gained weight at the last one?
Oh
no! What?
You went up in weight?
Fuck you, Dave. Fuck you.
Wait.
Sit on your ass next time. I see
listen,
you.
Sit on my face.
But what do you have to say? What do you have to say, Dave?
I'm wrong.
I gain weight. No, I stay the same. I'm at
the whole competition.
No, I gain a little bit in the.
All
in the
right, beginning. There you go. I won. Shut up.
Shut up.
Nice. No, but Gary, appreciate it, man. Like it's been good. It's been motivating, and like you said, it's like December 1st does seem so long ago. Like in the beginning, it seems like April 1st is so far, and look, now we're 2 weeks away. We're right there, and I feel fucking good, man. I feel good, and I appreciate it. You know, I feel a lot better than I did 30 pounds ago. So,
and you look a lot better too.
Hey, yeah, Dave. Thank you, man. Dave. You
what's up, dude?
Dave. Hey, Zero. Jose's got a girl, so stop trying to.
Oh, no. Hey, you're confusing me with the guy that's been like, have you guys seen that shit? They got this guy, Tony. He's a nice guy, but goddamn, anytime I make a post, he's like in there, like hard on, flirt on me. And I'm like, dude, I got a girl I'm seeing. Like, I'm not interested. And I'm trying to be so super nice, but like, it's like the creepiest shit, man.
Somebody sitting on you?
It's your good looks, brother. Can't help it sometimes. Can't help it.
I thought you had a girl.
It's the mohawk.
I can't rock one of those. So Extra Zero, how are you doing?
I'm doing fucking fantastic. TGIT. I missed you motherfuckers. So I'm glad to be back here. It was I had a good St. Paddy's Day. The day after was really cool. I did bit of shopping, hit up some comic shops in Annapolis and game store, and had a really really good time. Hit up it was kind of a really fun date. We hit up TRU for one time. We're just big dumb kids in the store, and I'm coming in this week like really motivated and feeling good. Had some good pickups. I got myself a steaming meteor, which after Lance had the one, it was just like sitting in my office area, and I was just like, I guess so. It's like one of those things where curiosity got the best of me. where it's like, don't touch the box, and I touch the box anyway. I assure you, the one that's going in the contest is new and unopened. I got fuck you, Dom. I got the remaining three Jaegers from the Robot Spirits. I'm doing like a JD inventory. JD doesn't do pickups, he does inventory. I got a couple of Soul Jigoken pieces. I got the Soul Jigoken Gypsy Danger from the first Pacific.
Look at my palette.
Remember that fucking time he had the list? He like did the screen share and he like went down, and it was like almost like when they're like reading the list of dead celebrities every year at the Oscars. It was like, yeah, this is what JD got in a week.
Starts running scroll.
Yeah,
down,
yeah,
it was down like, below his runner.
It was like a scroll. It should have had like music to like, you know, like those records like they used to have on TV. It's like monster ballads, and they're like coming through with like 36 of the shittiest monster ballads of the late 90s. And this is like JD's list of toys he got just this week. I love you, JD. I love you. I'm busting your balls right now because you're not here. Oh, Lance nice. Said he opened to check that it was complete, but it's good. Okay, so if you get that figure, it has been opened. He admitted it. I didn't touch it. Yes, I did go. Rob Milton says I went full Pacific Rim. Yes, I did go full Pacific Rim. Anybody that worked on that movie had a Pacific Rim job. I just want to throw that out there. Mm. Last but not least, I got one thing from our good buddy, Mr. Hung Ngo, because he was offering it at an insane price, and I missed owning this figure. Quakewave.
Nice.
I mean, at an insane price.
Is that the regular one?
It's the clear one.
Oh, wow.
And I was trying to get Gary on it. I was like, dude, this is a different piece. This is a Player 3 piece. This is like nice. Smash Brothers, and everybody's playing as Mario. Yeah, so that's it for me this week.
Nice, man. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, Big Dom. How are you, man?
What's going on, guys?
Fired up this week.
Yeah. Some people, some things have pissed me off. Some things.
What's going on? Tell us a story. What's happening? Scott, you mad?
Just shipment. I was expecting a package. You get those expectations. I can't wait for it. And
his package
still not here. I've got a Sideshow collectible statue coming.
Oh, yeah.
Statue life.
He was telling us how he was ripping the fucking.
Oh, I feel bad for that lady.
The help so a new butthole on the phone.
Yeah,
she was missing package.
My overseas contact.
Where did you say she was calling from?
Tibet.
Talked to my attorney, Robert DiGiani.
Fucking Middle Eastern. I'm like, she's like, well, you'll get it tomorrow. I'm like, there's a snowstorm coming. So, yeah, I'll wait. I'll probably get it Thursday, Friday, I guess. See what happens.
Right.
But I just got some good news. Sunday Heat hit me up because I found you, and I promised you I would find you. I got you a Mysterio, buddy.
Ooh.
So look at that. Hit me up, man. I felt really bad that I didn't have one for you at the show. I gifted one to Dust because I knew he was looking for one, and I wanted to surprise him with it, so it was the only one I had, extra that I had, so I gave it to him. And I just I promised Sunday Heat that I would look out for one for him, and I stumbled it upon the other day. And just give me a call, you know, PM me, and then we'll hook up, and I'll try to send it out Thursday because I'm definitely not getting out of my house tomorrow.
Nice. Realm. So it's all about. Any pickups for yourself though? No new shit.
Nothing new. Just, you know, scouring the Hot Toys and seeing what my next purchase. I got that $50 gift card that I have to use.
Nice.
So
I like how they get you like that. You got it.
Yeah. I got to use it. And then from my recent purchase, I got another like in store credit. So I got $50 in store credit, and then I got the $50 coupon. So I'm trying to eye up which one I'm going to buy next.
Sweet.
The Anakin is looking good.
The new one, the new Hot Toy, yeah. The pre-order. Yeah, I was looking at it today myself.
It looks pretty.
Does look good. Look at Gary shaking his head at me.
certain, I get certain toys reviewers got an early look at them, and there's some views up, and he looks pretty good.
I'm only gonna buy Empire Strikes Back.
I know.
I'm only
gonna
buy the Bounty Hunters. No, I'm only gonna buy the main cast from Empire.
Gary,
I'm only
can't
gonna,
stop,
I'm
bro.
Only gonna buy Star Wars. Period. There you go.
There you go. Period.
Until, yeah, I buy himself.
Until I buy an Iron Man.
Until I buy a Predator.
Look, I'm just trying to complete the cantina scene, man.
Okay. I would love a Slave Leia. I would love that.
But. Y'all ever see Grandma's Boy?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's a great movie. Yeah.
Why do I, like, when I hear, I love a Slave Leia, I think about that scene. Grandma's Boy. Yeah. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, go check out that movie. It's
a good one. It's good. All right. The analyzer, Brian Brink, how are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. I don't know.
Don't fall asleep in that chair.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It's very comfortable. I'm going to need my rest tomorrow.
Hey, behind you, Liam Neeson looks like he's about to get stabbed. Just want to let you know.
Yeah.
Love those penny bags. Those are awesome back in the day.
No, I remember those things. They're not awesome.
Back in the day, they were, okay? Leave me alone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Darth Maul's saber is looking a little bit like a banana there.
You bought him too, Brian. You bought him too.
I was inexperienced and young back then, and I don't know, man. I don't know how you guys do these hot toys. These things are hard to pose.
I tell you what, I like your little turtle shelf down there.
Thank you.
Is that the first Gokin shredder?
It is first Gokin.
I need that thing.
It's still on sale at TF Source.
I know.
Well, I mean, it's no SOC shredder, but you might have a few hours left, Jordan.
I'm on eBay.
Coupon. I found it. Find it there.
Are you only allowed to use that once?
Once.
Yes. Yeah. Once.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, for me, I'm just getting rested up because, dude, we got snow coming tomorrow here. 11 to 15 inches, and I got 4 driveways to shovel. So,
yeah.
Shout out to being a nice neighbor.
Those neighbors better be hot, Brian.
No. I do winter chores for the yard, and they do summer chores for the yard. That's pretty much how it works.
In bikinis?
No. But I did pick up a figure that I had once, and I sold it, and then I just picked it up again, which was I had the full set for the A-Force, the Marvel Legends, and all I wanted was this one. So I bought this one all by itself. Elsa Bloodstone.
I love you, dude.
You liked it? Why? Because you just liked the way she looked, or...?
No, I like redheads.
They're she cool. looks like Lady Jane.
Lady Jane?
Yeah, from J.J.
Yeah.
Oh, Lady J. Yeah. I can see that. But you don't mean...
Oh, wait, I think you mean Scarlet.
Scarlet, maybe?
Oh, maybe I mean that. Yeah, my bad.
I got that. And...
Not since 85.
And, I picked up a lot of crap this week, but you can just watch last night's show for that. But I picked up Bandai
things. How many Pacific Rim jobs did you get?
Banzai!
These things are awesome, dude. They even come with like interchangeable hands and stuff. I mean, it's good. Yeah. I like it.
I love how the weapons work on that Gypsy Danger, like how you pop the arm off.
Yeah.
And then you pop the hand back on.
How's the articulation on them, Brian?
They're fantastic. Double jointed everything and
did you say
swivels and hinges.
SH Figure Arts fantastic?
They're close.
Close. I would say
I'm not talking to you, Jordan. I know what your opinion is.
Fuck you, Dom.
You fucking HS Figure Arts lover over there.
So
better than Storm collectibles.
I know they are.
So yeah.
Go, Brian. Okay. Tell me your thoughts.
All right.
Yes.
No. Damn. I mean, I thought only rock rolling occurred on Mondays. No.
Dude, what's your opinion?
You do know this is the Realm of Collectors podcast. Right?
is it in the same caliber as SH Figure Arts?
Yeah, I will say from a detail perspective, yes. From an articulation perspective, yes. It's a little bit different, though. A regular figure arts figure. Of course, all I collect is the Marvel and the Star Wars. But, the joints are obviously different because these are robots and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So mm-hmm. you have hinged joints that you – I mean, it actually looks like a hinge, and it's not like they're trying to hide stuff like in clothes and whatnot. And so, dude, it's awesome. The hands are ball jointed, though. They're not like on those weird swivels with the things. So
yeah, they're double ball pegs for the hands.
Hey, Dom, didn't you just buy them, though?
I did. I haven't.
Just open it and fucking play with it and stop asking so many questions.
I think my only complaint with them is that
you know what? I wanted to hear Brian's opinion. Jesus.
I'm just kidding. Jesus.
A toe hinge, I should
say. I'm vulnerable, Dave.
Yeah. So anyway, I have three. I plan to get the other three when I find them in retail. And I guess I'll go watch the movie Thursday. So I'm only opening one for now, and that way I can keep them all in box for NJCC in August if I don't like the movie.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
I like the robots enough. I'm not gonna jump ship.
I don't know, man. Finn's he's a movie killer.
who's a movie killer?
John Bodega. No,
John Bodega. Oh,
Brian.
That's awful. I've got my ticket to see the movie on Thursday. I'm really excited. And you know what? When the first movie is coming out, like the initial like vibes on it was like, it's okay. It's not really what I thought it was. I wanted the movie. I fucking loved it, man.
I love the first
so
one.
So much fun in that movie.
The first one was awesome. Yeah, the first one.
So, cool. You know,
original. It was an original property, not a sequel based off anything else. And, you know, subject matter that I love. Giant fucking robots, you know, fighting in a city environment. Like, yeah, you know, I wasn't expecting an Oscar-winning, you know, movie, but it definitely satisfied my fucking needs.
Absolutely. And you know what was great about it, too, was it didn't linger on, like, the human – like, you got to know enough about them, and you got enough of their story, but it didn't, like, cause the action to come to, like, a screeching halt. Like, I liked the Power Rangers from last year, but it just took mm-hmm. them so long to become the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
With Pacific Rim, it just – you know, you get thrust into it, and it just had really good pacing. It had that signature Del Toro pacing.
You know, I just watched Power Rangers last weekend for the first time, and I actually had to pause it like one third of the way through. And I was like, Brian, this is a pretty good movie. I had to like tell myself that. I was like, wow,
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Brian, I thought you did something I would do. Like normally, like halfway through the movie, I'll pause it so I can go hit the blunt and then come back and finish.
I'll make this a good movie.
Yo, the second half was so much better than the first half, man.
I wonder why.
You know what? It's not for nothing. I loved the characters. I liked what they did with the Rangers and how they took the time to establish who those characters were.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I really hope they get that sequel off the ground, dude, because there's so much they can do
I've been on like a 80s kind of like B movie / kind of horror kick lately for whatever reason. I'm not sure why. My wife and I, we watched The Gate on Saturday night.
Nice.
Gary, I love that fucking movie, dude.
It's creepy, right? The little minions.
I hate those little fucking things. And like when you close a door on their fucking hand and then it turns into like worms and goes under the door. Bro, as a kid, I used to watch it just to scare myself. Now I watch it, I'm like, this is so stupid. But
yeah,
it's still nostalgic.
It's still, it's nostalgic. And I think I like watching the practical effects of movies like that versus, you know, everything being CG.
Oh, man, I love practical effects.
But those little minions, what made them so creepy is they use like forced perspective. They were little kids in suits. They weren't like miniatures, you know, they weren't like kind of animation type stuff. They were just, they did camera tricks for it. So that's why their movements look so freaky and so real.
When they run up to you and they're like, or going like this or something.
They're human kids in like suits. And then they made them look like they were little.
So speaking of freaky, like when your cat first came into the frame there, I just see like this black thing. It looks like a head coming up from your lap, and I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck's going on?
this is the ancient cat that came with my wife as part of the package deal. That if I don't let her in the room with me, she'll sit outside the door and scream and wail. Mm-hmm. So
where are you checking out? So where are you checking out those movies? Are those on Netflix?
Yeah, actually, believe it or not, I'll just get them on Amazon. You know, if they're not on Netflix or Amazon Prime, and most of them are like $6, $7. You know, just for the DVD or the Blu-ray nowadays. So,
oh, all right,
I think
tell you what, I picked up. Friends and I, we share a Vudu account, and it is it's pretty fucking. I mean, if you're not into like the whole Cody life and the piracy, I know a lot of people out there are. Not to say I don't pirate things occasionally. I don't pirate things occasionally. MPA.
I watch my movies for free.
What else did we pick up? I picked up like House 1 and House 2, not to be confused with House Party. We watched in the last couple weeks. I watched the first Critters.
Yo, Gary, when you were watching House, did you get up and do the Running Man?
He did.
Not that kind of House.
House Party.
Right. No kid in play in this one. No kid.
All right, Mr. Photoshop. Anyway, I should... Gary with a flat top.
You could use me as the other pick doing that.
Oh,
doing that
fuck kick. Yeah, that's the
dance,
happening.
Dude. We've all tried that dance. Don't even pretend you haven't. Like the.
I'm thinking about it now. If I still
that's how I picked up my girlfriend in 8th grade.
Did you pick her up from the floor after you fell on her?
You know what?
No way I can see you doing that fucking move.
Damn, Dave's
on all fucking cylinders tonight. Huh? You want to bring it, huh? You want to fucking bring it?
Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
That's all.
Now, Dave, Dom did the hardest thing that he could possibly do to get that girl. He gave up his seat for her.
Exactly.
Oh! Shots fired!
And I used to call you my friends. Battle on.
Going in, yo. Going in. See what kind of night it's going to be tonight.
Hey, Jose.
Yo.
How about you? How you doing? And what did you get?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good, man. Did I get anything? I picked up Gypsy Avenger. So I'm in on that. And
drought is over.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm expecting stuff to come in, actually. I was supposed to get a package today, but just like Dom... had a asshole mailman today, and he just decided not to deliver the package. Like, it's 6:11 p.m. when I refresh my tracking, and it says, "Yeah, delivery attempted at 6:11 p.m." I'm fucking home. I'm here.
He did that silent knock.
Am I having deja vu? Did we talk one point in time when we did the show about tipping your carriers or your normal people already?
Brammer got the name Honeychild.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Honestly.
Yeah. Well, the mailman, the mail person here is a crapshoot. It's somebody different every day. Like, but you know, but I tip my UPS guy and stuff like that. You know, because he's a regular. Yep. But I got the Gypsy Avenger. Pretty cool. I like the articulation. It's almost Figure Arts quality articulation. But you could tell that the plastic is not as good. You know, being at the lower price point. It kind of reminds me of a like a Bandai Gundam model, you know, that's already put together, just a little bit more solid. But I was just saying, like, a little bit more solid, but that's kind of like how it feels to me, like the frame and the pieces and stuff like that. So not bad at all for a $20 price point. I'll probably go back to Midtown Comics to pick up the other two that they had on sale and then keep an eye out for
sale. So the other ones are 30, but you said they were on sale or.
No. $30, for sale. $30. But they do the occasional, like, you know, 20% off everything, like in store. You know, I got an account with them and stuff like that. So I always get hooked up with discounts, which is nice.
This thing feels like less quality plastic than to you?
Not like that it's bad, but it just doesn't feel the same, like, you know, it's when you're spending plastic. When you're spending $60, $70 on a figure, it definitely doesn't feel like that.
Jose, what's the commute for you to get there? How long does it take? Just curious.
45 minutes. You know, if I cash everything quick.
I'll meet you there one day because it's about the same for me.
Yeah, like an hour. I would say like an hour, basically, like to get to the train and then to the actual train ride itself is only about 45 minutes, though.
Yeah, train ride for me is about 45 minutes, too.
All right. Yeah, we'll do that. Well, actually, dude, I remember when I hit you up. I did want to hook up for dinner and stuff like that. So we'll plan that out. And so that was it haul wise. I got some stuff coming this week, so I should have a bunch of stuff to share next week. That's pretty much it for me. I'm fucking, dude, I was just looking for these tickets for Pacific Rim for Saturday, and they don't have them available for my local theater. I'm like, what the fuck? No, they're just not up on the site. I could only buy tickets for Thursday, but Thursday's not convenient for me this week. So, oh well.
I was gonna say when I bought mine, I'm taking my cousin on Tuesday, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry, on Thursday. What can I say on Tuesday? It is Tuesday. And like there were like only like 6 seats left in the theater. I was like, fuck. But at least I got decent seats.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I want to check it out. I'm fucking big fan of the first one, so I'm hoping they did good with this one. I did read a non-spoiler review, and I liked what I read, so I'm looking forward to it.
Sweet.
I think I'm the only one that hasn't got one of those yet. I feel like the odd man out. Everyone in the panel has bought one of those fucking.
If you get one, get Gypsy Avenger.
Nah, fuck that, because yep. I can't buy one. I can't do that.
That's
so
true. Yeah, he'll have to get all 6.
So that's $180 right there. Boom.
Yeah, with Toys R Us closing down, and Toys R Us being ransacked, GameStop is selling these just for anybody that's interested. Yeah.
I seen that, but I had Toys R Us for reward points, so I had to use it.
Well, at least your Toys R Us had them. I mean,
yeah.
I got lucky.
Had 2 sets of them.
Well,
that's wave 1, though, right, Brian?
Yeah.
Wave 2 is going to be hard to find at Toys R Us's. Yeah. I hope the latter is where they're just going to empty out all their inventory and we'll find them later on, you know.
Actually, hopefully. The sales are supposed to start on Thursday, right?
Yep, the 22nd, yeah. They're probably going to like start off at like, you know, 30% on action figures or 20% on action figures, stuff like that.
Yeah, but I could just imagine like the places around here, the Toys R Us's around here are just going to be picked clean before you could even.
I'm not even thinking about it, bro. Like, exactly. Like, my Toys R Us, the one I have one like literally half a mile away, it's shit. Like, I walk in there and like as fast as I walk in, I want to walk out because they never have anything.
Yep, same here. Like, I just go, like, kind of, like, on the hope, like, because it's really just for, you know, Hasbro shit to see if I see anything new and if anything else should happen to catch my eye now that they kind of carry imports and stuff. But, you know, it's disappointment, you know, damn near every time, you know, which is, you know, why, you know, I know we spoke about it last week, but, you know, with so many of us doing most of our shopping online, you know, it's just a nostalgia factor that it's really closing down. I don't think it's going to impact my, you know, buying habits much.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah, what's up?
So, you know how we go into like my Toys R Us has shit or my Walmart or my Target or whatever. Like, what are you expecting to find there that would not be shit?
Gold, Brian. All right. Gold. Listen,
Brian, I'll answer that as quick as I can for you. Basically, you guys get waves of stuff, right? The new wave of Deadpool, new wave of whatever that comes out, right? Uh-huh. Gary's like, oh, I found it.
Okay.
Dom's like, oh, I found it. Brian, I found it. I go to Toys R Us. They still have waves from like 8 months ago.
Gotcha.
And it's like one figure from one wave, one from another, one that's the wrong figure in the package. You know what I mean?
Swap out.
It's literally trash. Like I hardly ever find anything new. The only thing I could say that my Toys R Us is good for is like NECA products. Like you'll find them with like the new NECA products. Marvel Legends, no. Star Wars Black Series, no. Transformers, oh, that's even the worst. So I do always have that aspiration. Like I think I'm gonna find something every time I go, and I never do.
Gotcha. I hear you there.
Yeah.
And I will agree with you there. Except for when it comes to these Pacific Rim jobs.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what we mean. It's like, too, it's not like, you know, we just when we say we find shit, so, it's just we find nothing that we're looking for, you know. So
Brian, it's funny that you say that though, because I think I saw in your post with the I'm not going to say it with the Pacific Rim figures, right?
Uh-huh.
Like you said, oh, you come saw again. Them, and then like you went back, and you were like, damn, they're still here. So then you kind of felt like right, you needed to buy them the second time.
Well, I went there to buy them, hoping that they weren't there.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
They were there.
So please don't be there. Funny.
Fuck, they're there.
So you go up to the stock person, like, can you do your Pacific Rim job?
Yeah. So on Saturday, just with all the kind of discussions in the posts and stuff, everybody saying how busy Toys R Us was, you know, I didn't have anything going on after work. So I went down Saturday. It's probably like 6 o'clock and it was still real busy. Definitely, you know, as busy as I've ever seen the one that's like here in Maryland in this part. They had the all six of the Pacific Rim figures. So I bought in Gary fashion, G Money fashion. I bought the three that I liked who looked the best. I thought, which happened to just be like the Wave 2 figures.
Eccentric ones.
But it was just exactly. Yeah, the colored ones. The orange one, Dom, with the blue swords.
I'm colorblind, Gary. Don't make fun. Made up
red and yellow. But it was just interesting because it's the same thing. I was like kind of just walking through the store, somewhat enjoying that it was busy and just kind of looking around. And then I was kind of surprised when I saw them and I was like excited. And I was like, oh, crap. Am I going to buy these? Then I debated. I'm like, because I don't really have I'm not kind of feeling one way or the other. I saw the first movie, I enjoyed it enough, wasn't anything I really thought much about, but there's so much talk around like the toys themselves just being kind of neat robots. I was like, oh, I think I'm gonna check them out. So
you know, for the longest time I liked the first movie too. I didn't see it till much later, but like I started looking at the toys, like those big ones, right? Those was it? Oh, the yeah. Big NECA or Big Jack specific, I forget what it was.
The Big NECA did like a the turtle size
you know figures. And I had the Metroplex. I was like, dude, it would look good. It's all these big, giant things, you know? And then eventually I was like, all right, nah, this, you know, you wait long enough, you lose the edge, right? And you're like, I should say.
I picked up most of those figures, and the sculpts are great on them. It's just that the articulation is you can't move them. They're stiff as all hell.
That's the thing is, like, those robots are designed to, like, be in, like, super dynamic poses.
Yeah. So I like the direction that they're going with this current wave. So
yeah, they're nice, man. They're nice. I'm in.
So I'm curious, like, have you guys? We've talked about, you know, the enabling and stuff. So everyone seems pretty happy with these. You know, have you guys ever had something that really you were looking forward to more, and then it turned out to be a huge disappointment? Once you got
You know what? Yeah, I did. You know, I'm a big Terminator fan. I wouldn't say the level that Tim is. It's like
nobody is.
Yeah. Tim. But Terminator 2 is my favorite movie of all time.
I'll be back.
Would you say Tim is the Terminator?
The Terminator.
Whoa, wait. Did he say Terminator 2 movie was his all-time movie of all time?
Actually, that is Tim's favorite
movie. That movie is great.
It is good.
Yeah, that's also my favorite movie of all time. It really is. And if really? If you haven't seen it in a long time,
did you shed a tear at the end?
Dude, actually, when I was a kid, I did.
I did.
When Arnold went down and put the thumb up and went in.
Yep.
Hell yeah, man. Yep. It was like
yeah, I cried.
Like, this is a kid that grew up without like a father, and then like, you know, he gets like the closest thing to a father figure. And not to go into like personal details, but when I was a kid, that shit resonated with me. Like, you know, there's like Sarah Connor makes a lot of commentary about it. Especially like when they're in the desert visit Uncle Bob, you know, when they're going to like the weapons depot that her military friend had. But dude, that movie just has like everything. It has everything. I don't really know where to begin. It's beautifully shot, it's beautifully told,
dude, I love that chase scene in that
whatever. Yeah, and like I love like the choreography for the shotgun, like when he's turning around, the way he cocks the shotgun with one arm.
Yeah, and then he shoots the locks off the chains. Oh, that's awesome shit, man.
And like the way the music, you know, like the all the musical cues in that movie, just everything about it is perfect to me. Well, it's the dueling theme between the Terminator theme and the T-1000 theme.
Yeah.
I could talk about that movie like for hours and hours. Mm-hmm. But so back to what I was talking about, like when McFarlane got the license for Terminator 3, I was like, I think it was like when I was in either when I was in high school or like when I was graduating, and I was stoked because they never had figures that had Arnold's likeness before. And I picked those up and they were just basically like statues, and they were really shit plastic and they were painted really well, but they just fucking fell apart. I had the one. I loved the way it looked. It was the scene for like when he had the coffin, like because Sarah Connor like had like her left the casket and it was like full of weapons because like as a contingency plan, which is actually one of the cooler plot points in Terminator 3. And he's like walking out of the graveyard holding this casket and it's like got like a chain gun in it. And I just wanted that figure so bad. But like all those figures were just really fragile and they fell apart. I was so disappointed, even though they had nailed down the likeness. I still only have one. I have like the 12-inch talking Terminator and it's Arnold's voice, but the speed is off. So you know it's him, but it's like it's really terrible. But the sculpt is good. It's got like 5 points of articulation.
That's terrible. Yeah, I can't think of any disappointments other than like recent, you know, mainline Hasbro like purchases and stuff like that. You know, but it's nice with these Pacific Rim figures, like, you know, something that I wasn't even really looking for or collecting to expect, and you kind of, you know, find a nice surprise for a, you know, a cheap price point, you know.
Yeah,
that was pretty nice. So this has been fun, guys. Like, you know what I'm saying, just kind of catching up. Dave, we missed you last week. JD, you know, he's not here tonight. Shout out to JD doing something very, very nice tonight for someone very nice, even nicer.
Very special.
He'll be back next week. I wanted to ask you guys a question because I just love the camaraderie and what we do here each week is like an escape. And, you know, with all the talk of people kind of, you know, jumping out of rabbit holes and dumping certain lines and some people even getting out of collecting in general. I wanted to ask everybody here if you guys would still maintain these online friendships, even if you decided to get out of collecting. Would you still be in the groups? Would you still do this? Would you, Dave, would you still fucking call me? Almost every other day.
I honestly had this conversation today.
Seriously?
Seriously did. I had this conversation, and I basically said that, you know, if I did decide to stop collecting, or let's say Tuesdays weren't good for me anymore. You know, I got a new job and I had to work Tuesday nights and I couldn't podcast or hang out with you guys, you know, so to speak, or I couldn't. You know, because of work, I couldn't attend cons as often as I do, whatever the case may be, health issues, anything. And I said that the one thing I would take away from it all is you dudes, like, you know, most of you guys here in the cast, because like I talk to you guys more than I do most of my like kids I grew up with, friends, you know what I mean, or coworkers or whatever the case may be. And I feel the reason for that is not just because we collectively come together on Tuesdays and fucking have to talk about the show, but it's more so because we share so much common interest that it's so easy to talk to you guys. Like, I could just randomly hit one of you guys up and be like, what are you doing? What toy are you looking at? You know, and like, how do you know I'm looking at toys? You know, like, I do that to Dom all the time. I'm like, stop shopping. He goes, how the fuck do you know I'm shopping? I'm like, because you're always shopping. So it's kind of easy, but
shopping.
At the end of the day, I think the relationships we built, and it, not only you guys, you know, like, you know, other relationships we might have, you know, endured or whatever during this thing, you know, Dust, Chris, all these dudes that we deal with on a day to day, like, I would still, you know, hit you guys up on a probably even more so because I'm kind of like out the loop. So I'd kind of want to, you know, find a way back in some way or another, like on my off time. Yeah. If I couldn't do it on Tuesdays, I might be that dude that jumps in on a Monday hangout if I could, or a Saturday on, you know, after Plastic Fanatics, you know what I mean? Cause it's just, it brings something out of me that I don't normally have around other human people. You know what I mean? Like, no, it's not semen.
I'm kidding.
But like, it's weird because, like, you know, I do have friends that, you know, are somewhat nerds. You know, we watch the same kind of movies. You know, they might like Star Wars, they might like Marvel, whatever the case may be. But this hobby itself, the hunting, the articulation conversations, the, you know, the toy reviews, all that stuff, it's like Chinese to some people. Like, they don't understand it. So having you guys to fall back on, it's like, it's awesome. Like, I kind of like want to foresee the future. So I try to foresee the future and say, hey, Dave, are you going to be doing this when you're 50? I don't know if I am, but I do hope that I can reach out to one of you guys and maybe even talk about these days. You know what I mean? And just be like, yo, you remember when we used to fucking buy all that fucking shit 10 years ago. Yeah. Only used to spend every weekend at a, you know, at another con, and you know how many ROC t-shirts do you still have? You know, I would love to do that. You know what I mean? I could see that happening. But
yeah,
right, that's what I got.
You guys are friends for life. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
I feel the same way and stuff. Like, you know, and even if we decided to get out of the hobby and stuff, and sometimes we feel like we need a break, you know, I'm sure the community is always going to be there, and you're always pop your head in, say hello, and, you know, participate. It's not like you got to be completely out of the game. Like, Dave, would you see yourself doing that? Like getting out of the groups for a while if you decided to stop collecting, or would you still
participate? I kind of would, in a way, only because if I stop collecting, it's got to be for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's got to be either financial or, you know, maybe just time. I don't have it, or, you know what I mean? So, who knows? But
you got to watch out for that enabling.
But yeah, exactly that. Because, like, you know, Brian, you said something before about you hope that the toy wasn't at Toys R Us to buy it, right?
Yep.
I kind of was, like, sick. I've been sick on and off for about a week and a half, and I basically wasn't even looking at my phone. You guys noticed I wasn't in the chat, wasn't really, you know, being normal Dave. And it was kind of – it wasn't a great feeling, but at the same time, I didn't spend any money. Like, you know, like, I wasn't seeing anything being bought from you dudes, or I wasn't window shopping or looking for sales. So, you know, staying away from the aspect of the hobby, in a sense, so it might save you some money too, you know? So I probably, if I knew I wasn't going to be buying shit no more, I wouldn't be watching the shit you guys are buying, because I'd be like probably inclined to buy something. So
yeah.
So I mean, I maintain some friends from, I mean, I've been in these groups since shit 98. You know, it's I don't know if I've ever told the story, like, how I knew Dust, but it was from, like, Bot Talk and the AllSpark and, like, some of those OG groups. And I mean, obviously, I'm not in those groups anymore. I never fully got out of the hobby, but, you know, I've been basically a Transformers collector for life. And I mean, shit, I mean, even since I was, like, a wee kid, I just never got out of it. And you know, I've maintained friendships from the groups, like Dust and Zach Shipley's another one. Zach's a real good dude. Lance is a guy I go way back with. And, you know, the thing I've learned is you don't forget about those friends, no matter whether you're participating. You know, even if, like, you know, the God forbid the realm, you know, broke up, Dust said, I didn't want to do anymore, and there's new leadership, and I don't foresee that ever happening. But, you know, and, you know, we just kind of were like, it's not the same. I'd still keep in touch with every single one of you guys. I'd be like, this is my phone number. You know, this is how you get me. Let's have some unbroadcasted hangouts. You know, let's stay connected. Even with gaming, like, I don't game as much as I used to. And I moved over from Xbox to PlayStation for a hot minute when, you know, I was, like, pissed off the way Xbox was handling things. But I still kept in touch with those people that I played games with on Xbox. You know? Yeah, you don't forget about friends.
I think you're right. And when you learn more and have, like, varied interests, like, you can tell, Dave, like you said, you can tell when someone's kind of, like, off a little bit, or they got, you know, just other stuff going on, you know, for the week. And for people listening, you know, there's, you know, we've got a couple, you know, chats, you know, that we kind of talk through. Brian, it's a great example. I can almost always tell when you're working from home just because, you know, you're more active and the tone of the conversation, you know, is a little bit different. I know myself, you know, I'm able to participate more later in the week than in the first part of the week. But, you know, I think it is just having interests, you know. Dave and I, you know, we talk about serious life stuff, like family, relationship stuff. Dom, you and I have talked, you know. Jordan, I didn't get a chance to, I don't think we met at TFCon and really spoke until Bobby's house. And then I think I hit you up like the next week for a shoulder workout. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I got to get some new ideas. What is it that you do for that? Which has been pretty cool. So I think, again, as you just kind of connect in a different way, right? Not to collect and connect, but, you know, those friendships do kind of become a bit more substantial, I think. And there's depth, maybe is the word I'm looking for, that makes it kind of cool. So and then you can give each other a hard time too, just like all the cursing and the ball busting and, you know, everything else that kind of makes it a little
Dom
bit more
is
fun.
The catalyst of that.
Yeah.
I say we make a pact that, like, in like 10 years,
we kick your
regardless
ass
of what the situation is, we meet up at an NJCC if they still have it, and just
really,
yeah, and just fucking be like, hey, what's up? You remember me? Like, you know, like
we go to the New Jersey area in as many stalls as we can. We write for a hard time called Dom Grasso.
Yeah,
that's Adrian, already, that's already in the stalls.
Oh shit, really?
Adrian in the chat had a good point. He said adult friendships aren't as disposable as teenage ones, and you can't see anybody throwing the baby away with the bathwater because they left the hobby. You know, so that's true. I feel the same way, just like Jordan said. Ever get out of collecting? Like, I feel too close to you guys. Like, I always call you guys my brothers. And I truly feel that way, just what we do here every week and when we get to hook up in person. So I'd definitely be in touch, even if I did kind of take a break from the groups and stuff. And I wouldn't even see that break from social media and stuff like that being like a permanent one. It would just be just to step away for a bit and come back, and not to be like, hey, I'm back in the game, I'm going to buy everything in sight again, but just to kind of make sure that I keep those friendships active and alive.
So I'm going to kind of pose maybe a question. And again, to anyone listening, I'm not trying to sound sexist or offend anyone, but whatever. I'm curious what you guys think. Because, look, we're all men on this panel here. And we do have, you know, some of our significant others. And there are women that are in the ROC and active participants, which is cool. I'll just say for me, I've moved quite a few times in my career. And so the friends I may have stayed in touch with from college or even high school are in completely different states and completely different parts of the country. And I've found, I think sometimes for a guy, it can be a little bit tougher. Like I'll use my wife as an example. She can strike a conversation with anyone, and another woman, you know, if they're complimenting each other's purse or shoes or something like that, they can, you know, start this conversation, and she can make friends very quickly in a wide variety of settings. And I think sometimes it's not that easy for a guy to do that. I can't compliment, you know, your shoes and not come across a certain way, you know what I mean? Or make it awkward or unusual in some settings. Listen, like,
shoes is fine, Gary. But when you say, like, I like the way your pants hug your thighs, like you can't really say something like that.
I feel like I'm coming across kind of like an asshole. But, I just will say, without some of the common threads sometimes, it could be a little bit tougher. It seems like, you know, like what they were saying in the chat about as far as the adult friendships go, I think it just can be a bit more challenging
sometimes. So it's interesting, man. I've got some perspective on that because of the meetups. Like, I've made a lot of friends from doing that. And Parts Former, Matt M in the realm, right? We've become pretty good friends because of the meetups. Like, I put myself out there. I went on TFW. I went on the realm. I went on the DMV group. And, Matt was one of the, and on Twitter too, Matt was one of the people that hit me up. And, you know, it's difficult to put yourself out there. And I consider myself to be an extroverted person. And I know Brian's made it to the meetup. So, you know, he kind of knows how, I conduct myself there. And I try my best to engage and compliment and thank people for showing up. You have some people that are very natural. Like, I'd say, like, friend of the show, Jason Lowry, right? Jason is one of the most warm people you can meet. He just has no problem walking up to people, you know, saying, hey, how you doing? I like this. I like that, you know. But I get it. There is a lot to overcome with being extroverted, but I don't think it has anything to do with gender. I think it has everything to do with mindset. And, you have to get over that initial leap. Like, when we do the meetups, we've had people come up to us at every single one, say, I didn't know guys like you were out here like this. How can I get involved? And hand them the Realm business card, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. I don't disagree with that. But if you didn't have the topic for the meetup, right, getting people together without some type of, the theme,
probably wouldn't be as easy. I don't have a problem like striking up a conversation with somebody in a comic shop or a game shop and you know, just being friendly, I guess, is.
Yeah, I think that's personality. That's based on a person's personality.
Yeah.
Whether you're open to that. But I'm fairly new to social media. Like, I joined social media because of the ROC. Like, I try to stay away from social media as possible. But, like, you know, I regret that decision now because I think – like my high school friends, my football and my, like, you know, my college friends, like, you know, we had certain things in common, but then those things tend to go away. It's more sports oriented stuff, and then, you know, when I got into collecting, typically my friends weren't doing that, so it's like I was in this collecting stuff. I felt like, you know, alone in regards to not, I was unable to talk and communicate with other collectors and stuff. And once I got into selling at shows, that really opened up a lot of conversations. I enjoyed the atmosphere, the talking with customers, seeing what their interests were and stuff like that. And I remember the first time we were doing a sell at ROC with the whole group in that lobby, and a lot of you were first time selling there. It is that kind of talking back and forth with other collectors is great. And when I joined the ROC and I joined social media, it's just a great atmosphere to just connect with people who have the same common interest as you. And it really helps you kind of appreciate the hobby and, you know, talk to people and see what everybody's, you know, all about and make those friends. And like, when I met you guys, I met Dave first off, and, you know, we just connected. A lot of people ask, you and Dave go back a while? And I'm like, no, dude, I met him 2 years ago, you know, just,
yeah.
But it's just, you know,
it's amazing how those friendships can form.
Yeah. It's just, as you get closer to individuals and you got the same interests, and, you know, you kind of build that brotherhood and that friendship, and it's a great thing. And I really regret the fact that I didn't get into social media and find other people like myself and build some of those bonds and just have those conversations and stuff like that.
Dom, there's no one else quite like you, man. You're one of them.
Oh, that's for sure.
You know, another thing,
I just
don't
feel about my heart here, man, and you guys are already slamming me.
I'm sincere.
I guess another thing too, to add, aside from putting yourself out there, is like, well, cons. Like, I mean, I know you guys are, for the most part, I guess, somewhat newer to cons, and I've been going to, you know, comic cons for quite some time. And, you know, when you go there, and like, I didn't start, you know, putting on costumes till about like maybe like 5-6 years ago, but like going in, it takes a lot to go in front of all these people and then walk into the convention center wearing a costume. But I find it's like one of the most cathartic things. You know, you can make somebody's day. You strike up conversations with people that are fans of what you're a fan of. And it's a lot of fun. And I think that really opens up the doors, to being an extrovert.
No, I agree with that, man. It's like you said, like, I never really went to cons, right? So I've been to a few, but I would say like NJCC, when I met these dudes the first time, was the first time like I really like was like interacting with other people, mm-hmm. so to speak. You know, I spent the day with them, we ate lunch together. And now I find I'm so common, we go to cons left and right, that like Brian's the man at this. He sparks up conversation with anybody. I find myself doing the same, you know, because of this, you know, just being out there, you know, not just the podcasting, but the conversations, you know, with different kind of people, because you don't come in my life, my area, there's only like three types of people, you know, there's people that collect, people that shun it. And then there's people that know nothing about it and don't give a fuck about it. You know, yeah. Here you got people that collect anything and everything. Their professions are, you know, you can name anything and everything they do. And they're good people. Like, a lot of the people I've met are good people. Not everybody. You know, some of you guys are assholes. I got to say it. But for the most part, I like everybody in the realm. You know.
Which is very French.
And is he talking? Yo, Jose, was he talking about me?
Yeah, I think so. I think you were who we meant. Yeah.
But it helps you in everyday in day-to-day life, too. Just dealing with different personalities, you know, in the collecting form, in our realm, and then going out in the regular world, you know, you learn to deal with people differently. It's just, it's hard to explain, but it's the truth.
So I got to tell you guys, like, it's like one of the things is, like, it really helped me overcome my anxiety. And one of the things about having become an extrovert is how much it helps me at work, because I can talk to anybody. And in the business world, that means everything. you know, when you can go and you know your stuff and you have to get in front of, you know, people who aren't really familiar with the IT world and explain concepts and solutions to them. You know, having that ability to be cordial and engage means the world, professionally. And, it's really, you know, it's funny. It kind of sounds funny to say, yeah, you can get that from this community. You can get it from any community, really. It doesn't matter what your interests are, but, you know, if you're in this community, there's value in that. By engaging other people, you're setting yourself up for a great life skill.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I definitely agree. Like, and it's amazing how the group, the community, you know, and like Jordan said, not just the realm, it could be any community, can be that and mean that to, you know, to so many like different people and mean different things to different people. Cause like for those that might not know that there's an outlet out there for that, hey, the realm is out there. Join the group. Hey, now there's a bunch of people out there just like you, if you didn't know it. And then once you're in that group and you're not used to socializing and stuff, well, after a while, you're going to get used to everybody and you're going to come out of your shell, so to speak, and become a little bit more of an extrovert if you weren't that type of personality. And like you guys just said, it does help in other aspects in life and stuff like that. I was very shy myself, and you know, with work and everything, and you know, you learn to break out of that, becoming an adult and stuff like that. But doing these shows and these podcasts and these hangouts has definitely helped a lot, even more in my professional life. You know, and even when I talk to people, you know, in my professional life about my hobby and stuff like that, I'm able to articulate it in a certain way where to them, they're not thinking I'm some kind of weirdo or anything. Like, they're like, oh, wow, that's incredible.
You know what? Not for nothing. When you have the confidence to say, this is what I do and I'm damn proud of it, people lose their place to really judge you or crack a joke about it, because confidence will outshine. You'll take the breath out of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and it happened. Yeah.
And it happened like recently, you know what I'm saying? Like my at work, they're doing like an initiative with senior like leader rounding. So like all the different departments, like on a daily basis and checking on performance improvement and stuff like that. So, you know, I've known administrators and have conversations with them before, but now they're coming down like in groups to the department, and they're basically like right outside my office just having discussions and stuff like that. So of course I'm gonna have to engage and discuss and stuff like that. And it's not always you know, professional stuff you're talking about. They do kind of want to get to know you a little bit and get a little personal. And I had a conversation kind of like about, I didn't get too in depth about the hobby, but basically just kind of let the administrator know what I'm into, and they kind of reciprocated and like, oh, I'm into collecting too, but I collect this, and this is what I look for when I go out. And it was pretty interesting to see that even a person like that, you know, at a job, at a profession that you don't think is going to have any kind of similar likes or, you know, habits that you have. And look, you know, they're not so different. You know, and that's what the group does. It helps people just kind of break out and conversate and talk. And that's the great thing about this fucking
community. Oh, yeah. That's like my boss. My boss is like the most macho, chauvinistic, fucking sports loving. Did you watch the game? Oh, yeah. Oh, the fucking, this guy's a fucking pussy and da da da, you know? Come to find out, he likes Star Wars. He's a big Star Wars nerd. And I'm like, you like Star Wars? He goes, yeah, I'm going to see he was going to see The Last Jedi, like, the day, opening day. And I was like, no way. I was like, come around and actually look at my desk for a second. So he took a look at my mouse pad. I have the Ewoks on my desk and shit. And he's like, no shit. I was like, yeah, dude, this is me. And now he comes to me, yo, you gonna go see the new Infinity War movie? I'm like, probably, yeah. And he's like, what you think about the last DC movie? You know, he just comes to me now and talks nerd.
See, it's, you know, cool. You can break down those barriers, man. It's if you guys know Greg from Mercy, he had a very similar story with his boss. His boss is like a sideshow collector. I think he collects like the 1-1 scale stuff, if I remember correctly. Greg, if I'm butchering that, don't hate me for it. But you know, they created a kind of a understanding relationship with that.
That's cool.
And I think communities like this it's like eventually once you get yourself involved, it's like you find yourself that the toys is not like the most important thing. It's actually the camaraderie and the friendships that you put in, and the toys just become the secondary thing. And it's just, and then just finding the, just the enjoyment of talking about your collection, talking about your hunting and just, you know, just stupid shit that you go through while collecting toys, displaying, storing, what you know, what are you looking forward to next? It's, those are the type of things, like, you know, and then all of a sudden, Gary said, it evolves into just your personal, like, you know, relationships and your just life to life things. And, yep. You know, how are you doing? You know, how are your wife doing? And, you know, how's everything going? And, you know, and we just talk about issues that we are normal people. We basically have, you know, a collection on that we enjoy, that the passion comes across. That's what I always believe. Like, when you're passionate about something, when you talk to somebody about what you're passionate about, it just, you know, I always find, like, when I'm talking to my brother-in-law and he's talking about cars and his passion for cars, it's just like, you know what? I admire that. Like, you know, a part of me is like, you know, I know I have this collection. I love collecting toys and stuff, and I'm passionate about it. And it's like, I can't see myself living with not having a passion about something. So, yeah. Like, you know, and just enjoying it, coming home. You know, we have all our grunt work days, and, you know, we work, you know, some of us don't love our jobs, you know, but, like, at the end of the day, we just go, you know, you go to work to pay the bills and do what we love to do. And,
yeah,
and that's what it is. That's kind of what it is. And to me, enjoying that and communicating with other peoples that are in the same boat, it's just a fun time. And
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not to beat a dead horse, but talk about fun time. Last week, we all know I wasn't here, and I got invited to go out. Robert D. invited me, myself, and Chris Pinkerton to meet him in the city for Brooklyn, actually, Brooklyn. So he treated us out to a night of food and fucking drinks. And when I say food, he filled up a fucking table full of food. We had
Korean barbecue, right?
Korean barbecue, yeah. He ordered like half the menu for us, and we actually ate it all too. And then we drank like fishes that whole night. And let me tell you, I'm not going to go too deep into it, but it was one of the best times I ever had. And it was with two dudes that I met through toy collecting, a fucking lawyer from fucking Brooklyn that I would never cross paths with unless of this, and a dude and a fucking dude from Alabama, now from fucking Maryland, 6'8" fucking hot toy collector motherfucker. All right, and we're singing and jumping on couches doing karaoke on a Tuesday night, which is something I never would do. All right. And it's because of this hobby, and that's how it came about.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, you know, it's more about the connections and the relationships than it is the purchasing of the plastic. You know, so
because that stuff's gonna last. Like, these toys will break.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, they'll fall apart, or they'll get replaced with better versions. But you're never gonna get better versions of you guys.
Yeah, and even if let's say somebody watches this video 20 years from now, and these dudes don't even talk anymore, right? The memories are there, the good times are there, the few years that I had. You know, and I'm like,
even with that, Dave, it's like I always, like, even with my like high school friends and stuff, I'm always friends with them. Like, they're my friends no matter what. Like, you know, if they ever called me up and said, hey, Dom, you know, where are you? Can we catch up? Yeah, let's do it. Or needs me to help them pick up something. Like, I will always be there for my friends. And I feel like the same with you guys. Like, if this does go away and there's a time of where we're living our separate lives, but then all of a sudden, you know, you shoot me a message or text and say, hey, what are you up to? And you know, we connect. Because life does get between everybody. Like, you know, we all have our separate lives and things happen, and
work happens.
It's hard to keep those bonds as tight as they are at, like, now. But knowing, I always treated my friends that, like, you know, I will always be, if I am friends with you at any point in my time, I'm always going to consider you my friend.
But, and yeah, that's cool.
You know, and it's just like, you know, but like, you know, with you, Dave, like, you know, if I 10 years down the road, if I see you like crossing the street,
he'll still try to run.
Actually, why am I getting like a vibe?
I just might hit you. I might just hit you really hard. And, like, you know,
when fucking Butch sees Marcellus Wallace crossing the street with the donuts, it's like,
Dave, you won't even see it coming. And it's like, you know, you're just going to hit the pavement. And you're like, who did that?
You're a hard one to miss. Brian, I know. We rock-rolled you a few times. I'm curious to see what you want to see, what you're going to say.
Well, no, one of the things that you just mentioned, which really just kind of piqued my interest real quick, was like, dude, like, years from now, we can go back and rewatch this stuff. It's like, you know how like generations of like younger people are like, dude, on Netflix, there's this show called Knight Rider. It's so cool. Like, could you imagine like years from now, it's like, dude, go on YouTube and check out this freaking Breaking the Mold show or something like that, you know, or
actually,
stuff.
You know what?
Look at those stupid, boring toys there.
Dude, there's hundreds of episodes we could watch, you know?
Brian, that actually really resonated with me just now because I've gone back and like when YouTube was new, some friends of mine uploaded some just quick videos, you know, like two minute videos that we recorded on like camera phones from like college days. And it's crazy to watch them. It's really crazy to watch them. And you know, it's funny to think I already do that. I'm watching videos from like my friends 10 years ago. And I can really see myself going back and rewatching some of these.
Mm-hmm. It's like a photograph. It's like a photograph in time.
What did I do with my hair? What was I thinking?
I don't know if you even have hair, like by that time.
I'll have hair. I'll have hair. Trust me.
No, he's got that good hair. He's not like me, man. My shit was starting to go at 21.
This is hair to stay.
Yeah.
Keep pulling on it.
You really glued that on. You really glued that on good, man.
I did. I used the good shit. I used Loctite, man. Gorilla glue. Yeah, Gorilla glue don't work.
Oh, they got that monkey gel, right? Have you ever used that?
This shit's 90% flex tape.
No, but it's definitely true. Like we said, the friendships here, like to me, are forever and stuff like that. So it doesn't matter where we are in our hobbies and stuff like that. Like you guys are fam, and I'll always keep in touch and always want to hook up and stuff like that. You know, because it is hard to find the balance sometimes. As Dom said, real life does get in the way.
It gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah.
Things
sometimes we have to
set the precedent that this doesn't mean we are going away. We are just talking about the here and now.
Jose just said he'll still be friends with me. So, yo, peace out. It was nice. You know, I'll see you guys later. I'll talk to you when I know.
Thank God, he's leaving.
I'll see you. It's like that last scene in Fast and the Furious 70 or 7.
Mm. Oh, that's so sad.
I'm gonna Photoshop that next.
Gary with a flat top is hysterical, by the way.
Oh, I'm glad. Awesome. I'm glad
that is the bomb. I love that shit. I might change that to my fucking Facebook fucking page.
Yeah. I just received a comment that there's an awful lot of bromance going on in here.
Group up.
Hey, look. Everybody wants to. All right, so we're breaking the mold, right? So we're telling you how we did it. Obviously, we're doing something good because a bunch of you dudes hang out with us too, right? So. Mm-hmm. A lot of bromance going on, but at the end of the day, you know what I mean?
Invited.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't gotta be bromance.
You can come on and hang out with us too. You know, we always open the hangout after the show. Mm-hmm. Get some bromance going on at 9:30. You know? I like some candles for you motherfuckers.
Spread the love, my friend. Spread the love.
Well, with that said, Dave, nice way to say it. Let's start shouting out everybody that was hanging out in the chat tonight. Brian, I'm sure you got the list.
I do.
Nice. I think Knight of Ren.
Mr. Reliable.
Knight of Ren was saying it earlier too, like how sometimes it almost could feel like high school in a way. Like when you're kind of in here, you're collecting. When people stop collecting, they drop out. When you kind of get everything you want, you graduate, and then we all kind of hook up for a big reunion, like you know, 20 years down the line. And
if it,
that,
yo, so. Yo, if it's high school, I'm stuffing Dave in the locker.
You bully.
I pictured you more of like a lunch stealer.
No, I didn't steal people's lunches, Jordan. Jesus, fuck. But give me your milk.
You're
give me your chocolate milk. Give me
a
chocolate milk.
I like that one.
You just walk around with a sack of chocolate milk.
You drinking that chocolate milk?
All right.
Give me some of your thoughts.
So let's see. We had chat winging them in here. Lance was in here. EE Prime 20. Chris Pinkerton was in here for a little while. Primacon. That's right. If you are nasty. True Star Screamer. Primacon. Danny V was in here. Danny V's like, dude, Jersey's so far away. I'm like, dude, come on up Chicago in the fall. He's in Texas. So it's just a straight shot north. There you go.
Yep.
Sunday Heat. Dapper Tryon. KJ Smith. Sean S. Ralph L was in here. Josh F, Lord Shadowkeeper, BZ Fresh, Adrian A, K-tron. You know, by the way, Adrian A is in Australia, so he's up wow. super wow. late. He's always Whoa. In these chats, man.
Shout out to wow. you, dude. Word. Yeah. Nice.
K-tron, Rob M, Lionel M, Knight of Ren, Gabriel is in here, and Gabriel was in here in the chat. So I don't know if you guys listened last night yet, but J Ruse made a joke. He's like, you know, what was it, ho ho ho, or whatever? You could replace the H's with J's, like, because it's like more Spanish, something, I can't remember something like that. But anyway, he's been in here. Friggin' Gabriel's been in here replacing H's with J's when he's saying he 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 or ha. Cromdor is in here. It's good. I got to hang out with him this weekend on Sunday. That was pretty cool. Internet personality Justin L, Dull Car Toys and Stuff, Dare 2727, Mark 44 Prime, Jiraiya Sama 7, Riverbots, Joe H was in here just to gloat. No, just kidding. Alex C was in here. T-Man 978.
Congratulations to him on hitting 7,000 subs, by the way.
Word. 7,000. Nice. 7K, wow. baby. Nice.
I like how Dave's showing off the house party picture.
That's not me.
Oh, no, wait. It's not Dave. I'm sorry. It's Dom.
Dude, I might have that shirt.
Do you have the April shirt?
It sure is eccentric, I'll tell you that.
And finishing up here, we got Rogue War 71, Abraham M, and let's see here, we got this freaking Deluxe Baldwin, man. I got that
hey there, everyone.
Relax with Deluxe Baldwin like music stuck in my head. but it makes me nice and calm and serene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here we hear, coming up here at the end, we have Cybertron Warriors as well.
Nice.
Oh, nice. That's my dude.
Well, you know, as always, we thank everybody for hopping into the chat and participating and chiming in on the topics that we talk about. It's always really cool to kind of see your responses.
Yeah, a lot of activity today with the topic. It's very good.
Yep. And shout out to everybody in the chat and everybody watching that hit that like button. We really appreciate it.
Kielbasa slam.
You still got time.
Kielbasa slam.
You still got time to do that before we're off the air. So please do if you haven't done so already. And of course, it wouldn't be Breaking the Mold without another giveaway from a member of the community. Community stepping up for giveaways here on Tuesday nights. So, Brian, take us to random.org. I hope you were ready. I hope you were set up.
Dude, randomized. We better get some money from random.org.
Official sponsor of Breaking the Mold. The official Ultron podcast.
Yep. While Brian's getting that ready, shout out to Jason Lowry, great friend of the show. He has a digital copy of Justice League to give away to a member of the chat squad tonight. So shout out to Jason. Thank you,
brother. Don't we still have the Thor code?
We have a Thor code. We have, I think I have another Justice League movie. That, like, it's incredible, like, how the community's been stepping up. And so, actually, yes, we have that Thor code also. So if you, I'll give you the choice. Whoever wins, you'll get a choice.
Let's give them both.
Want to do them both? Two spins?
I'm being bold.
Two spins tonight.
Yeah, we'll do two spins.
All
right.
Look at that.
Two spins.
Look at Jordan doing that shit right on air, not giving us the opportunity to tell him.
No. We got a shit ton of stuff to give away.
Who made you the captain?
We don't want to like wait till like, we know Thor Ragnarok came out last year, y'all, but
part that shit out.
It's on Netflix. You got to beat Netflix.
It's on HBO. All
right. We've got 34 people in the chat.
All right, now just go back and remove Lance.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Oh, he said Thor Ragnarok was garbage, so yeah, remove Lance. No, you don't. I hope he lives so he can live with it.
All right, let's see here. Lost it. All right, 34, number 10.
This is for what?
What is this one for?
We'll do Justice League.
say there, Dave?
Chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak.
Sean S. Sean S. Sean S. Nice.
There we go.
Congratulations, Sean.
All right.
And this is for Thor Ragnarok.
We're going again?
Do one more. Do more. One more quick spin.
Yeah.
On the randomizer for Thor Ragnarok. We're going to give away both tonight.
Six.
KJ Smith.
Awesome. Nice. Excellent. Dude, KJ Smith, I missed him in the shout out last week, so I'm glad I got him this week.
Nice.
All right. Sweet. So Sean S. and KJ, hit me up. It's instant gratification. I got those codes ready to go. So you can watch those movies tonight if you want to. Hit me up and I'll hit you with those codes. Shout out to Jason Lowry. I think the Thor Ragnarok code was from him. If not, it was from Sunday Heat. Was it from you?
Yeah, because I was sick.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh that's right. Get big.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. See, I got to keep track. So good looking. Good looking out, guys. And like I said, just hit me up and we'll get those codes out to you straight away. So let's just run down the line real quick. Got some quick where you at, and that'll be it for tonight. ROC Hangout will continue once we go off the air. So the link will be posted in the Facebook group, so look out for that in a few minutes. First up, Energon Addict. Tell them where you at, Bob.
Yo, Energon Addict on Instagram. If you send me a follow, I will follow you back, especially if you're with the ROC and if you collect toys. But if you take nothing but pictures of your food, I might not. Inclined to follow you back, but
what's wrong with my tacos, Dave? What's wrong with my tacos?
Listen, by the way, you suck at social media, but anyway,
I do. Yeah, I need some tips and
David Cologne on Facebook and here on Tuesdays.
All right, G Money.
Hey, Gary Allen on Facebook and G Money 1010 on Instagram. I keep saying every week I'm going to try and do a little bit more, and I really don't. But someday maybe I will.
G-G-G-G-Money.
But yeah, hit me up. Yeah, now I got a flat top and some theme music, so I'm in good shape for Tuesday night.
G-G-G-G-Money.
All right, extra zero.
Yo, so you can find me in the Facebook groups as James Jordan. You can find me on Twitter. Welcome to follow me on Twitter at the original zero. Since everybody's been following me on Instagram, I like had a private Instagram. It's extra zero. I'm just going to open that up. I've been putting a lot of my artwork on there recently. I've been getting busy with my iPad Pro doing some drawings. Also been posting them in the realm. Additionally, you can find me on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network as extra zero. And if anyone is attending AwesomeCon in DC weekend after next, I should be there. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday's up in the air still, but definitely Saturday and Sunday. Some folks from the realm will be there. I will be cosplaying Captain America from Infinity War. So see me, come up, say hi, get a picture. Looking forward to it. So that's me.
Nice. All right, Big Dom.
You can find me at Dominic Rosso in the Facebook groups. And hey, Dave, I can always lose weight, but you can't get taller, buddy.
Shots fired. Still firing.
See you next week, fuckers.
Hey, Dom. You can always lose weight, but you need plastic surgery to fix that face.
Yeah, well, I'm still cuter than you. Shut up.
All right. The analyzer.
Brian Brink in the Facebook groups, as always. And at Brinklizer on Instagram.
Right.
I was just gonna say figure banging not this week, maybe next week, maybe in 3 weeks. I'm not sure when.
But when Ace gets his house party.
That's together. Right.
He's waiting on that party. We're party first, figure banging second.
Dude, he's gonna put us to work. He's gonna make us all fill his shelves and pose his figures.
Yeah. Can't wait. I can't wait to break his house in. It's gonna be fun. All right. As for myself, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, all that, HarrikinBX. You could catch us all here every single Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, on the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel, Breaking the Mold. Guys, before we head out, check out the website, realmofcollectors.com. Merchandise is available to purchase, and any merchandise that you do purchase just goes back. The money made from that goes back into what we do here as a group and a community, so we always appreciate the love and support. Shout out to some friends of the show, at Figure Photography Crate on Instagram. That's our boy, Tim K. Third Party Unlimited. And tfprototype.com, third party TF crashers. Check out kumastyle.com, retro now on YouTube. TKO, Totally Knocked Off Podcast, had a great time with those guys. Check out their latest episode. I got to guest, and like I said, good times. And the Blackout and Shout crew as well. Join us on Facebook, where there is a group, Realm of Collectors. We're on Instagram at Realm of Collectors. Breaking the Mold is a proud part of the Cool Table, so please pull up a chair. It's a network hub for like-minded podcasts, including Enter the Realm, Plastic Fanatics, Shattercast Uncut, Toy Detox, Nerd Rage Radio, Beer and Bolters 40K, Stasis Lock 8 Weeks, Building Up to It, and Fresh Communication. You can find the Cool Table on Facebook and all these other great podcasts on iTunes and Google Play. Send any feedback to this show to breakingthemoldcast@gmail.com. So thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. We are the ROC. We're not going anywhere, so get to know us. ROC Hangout is next. Link will be posted in the Facebook group, and we'll see you next week. Peace out, guys.
Take care, guys.
Peace, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great week.